Hey girl, welcome to Better You Podcast, where we're all about reaching for a better version of ourselves while keeping things realistic and doable. My name's Katrina, a mama of two who's obsessed with self-care, personal development, and supporting women on their journey any way I can. I'm here to give you simple tools and strategies that you can use to take care of your life, including your mind, as you design a life you love one day at a time. The goal is to ditch the busy, the stressed, the tired, and build confidence that we need to choose joy and alignment. In this podcast, expect real talk, a little tough love, and simple takeaways that you can start using right now. Life is full of ups and downs, but with the right tools and mindset, we can truly live a life that we love. I'm right here with you, girl, your new BFF. Let's go. Hey girl, I'm glad you're here today because I want to have a juicy conversation, but with a different perspective. Today, I want to talk about this idea of doing less, better. And I know that we are in a time right now where I feel like busy is worn like a badge of honor. I feel like when you're talking to people, everybody's conversation is like, oh, how have you been? Busy? Oh, super busy. I'm tired. I'm super busy. Like that seems to be what we all talk about. And I want to kind of flip the narrative on this. I want us to talk about like, or just consider the perspective or the idea of like, how about we do less and we do less better? Like instead of our spreading ourselves too thin, let's do things that are like most aligned, top priority. Let's do those things and only those things and let's do them better. Now, I know that sounds like dreamy when I say that. As soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, doesn't that sound nice? But like, let's just consider this idea. And I love it when, you know, the universe gives you signs and gives you kind of just what you need in a season. And, you know, recently I was talking about how I've decided to slow down. I'm going to focus more on family and a little less on business. I'm going to continue, you know, my podcast and stuff, but I'm not going to pursue coaching right now. I'm kind of done with my business side for a while, just in this season. That doesn't mean for forever, but in this season, guys, I've got little kids. I want to soak in this season. I want to enjoy my little family. I want to work on my health, become a better version of myself. Like that's always what I'm constantly doing, right? And so shortly after I made this like, okay, yep, that's what I'm doing. And I made a podcast episode on it, right? Shortly after that, I was listening to a podcast that I listen to pretty often, the Empower Her podcast. It's by Keisha Getmary. And her episode was about doing less better. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I'm talking about. She's finding herself. She's in a season with a newborn. And after having her kid, she was trying to jump back into like full entrepreneur mode. And she wanted to host a mastermind and all this stuff with like her baby was like 8 weeks old or something. And long story short, she found she wasn't quite ready for that yet. So she decided to like take her foot off the gas and like dial in on what's really important right now and do less better. And that seems to be the exact season I'm in. Now I do not have a newborn, but I'm like, okay, less better. I love this idea. And that's kind of where I was going with when I'm like, okay, my family, my health, my podcast, like less better, right? So what does less look like for you? And let's be realistic on this because I know sometimes we get into this state of overwhelm or we're just so stressed out or we're so tired that of course less looks like, gosh, I just want to sit at home. I get that. And obviously we can't all, you know, quit our jobs and say no to everything and make our kids quit their activities too. But realistically, how could you do less? And I don't know that this is something that you can answer right away. I think it's just let's bring awareness to it. And then as you're going about your days, okay, I'm doing that. You know what? I'm probably not going to say yes to that again. And oh, yep, I found myself signed up for this. You know what? Next time I might sit that one out. Or maybe that is something that you're like, I didn't think this was something I'd be into, but I love it. I do want to continue to do that. So it's not always about everything you're doing right now is wrong or bad or shouldn't do or whatever. I don't mean it like that at all. But like, here's an example. How many of you have tried to sell your stuff on like Poshmark or Mercari or even like eBay or something, right? And you are taking your picture or Facebook Marketplace. And then after a while, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to message back and forth with people anymore. Have you done that before? Like the last time I sold something on Facebook Marketplace, I'm like, just message me if you really freaking want it. I don't want you to scam me. Please don't be creepy. If you want it, come get it, pay cash. If not, like, just why are we wasting time here? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, if you're doing something like that, but you're also, you know, trying to figure out dinner and you want to make sure it's healthy, but you want to make sure everybody eats it and stuff like that. But then you're also trying to do extra for a friend or your kid or something. But then you're also working on a project at work. Like, those are a lot of things, and then they add up. And then by the end of the day, you feel overwhelmed, you feel stressed out, you feel spread too thin, and you can't even really pinpoint it, right? It seems to be like a snowball effect. And it doesn't even seem like much to sell some stuff on Poshmark or Facebook Marketplace or something. Or it doesn't even seem like much that you're trying to alter your nutrition or your diet or whatever you want to call it, and you're trying to eat less of something or more of something. Like, all these things don't seem like much, but they all are taking our energy. They all are taking our effort. They're all taking part of our mental capacity, right? And we don't even realize how much we're actually doing unless you sit down and, or you're talking with a friend or something, and you just actually let it all out, right? Like, what you actually are doing, okay? In your job, in your personal life, in your relationships, in your health, with your kids, extracurriculars, any of it, all of it, it adds up, okay? We've got to give ourselves grace. When you start paying attention to all that you've got going on, it's a lot. It's a lot. And it adds up, and then you're overwhelmed and you're spread thin. And I don't know if you feel like this, but sometimes you're like, gosh, I wish I could give more of myself to this one thing I'm working on, but I just don't seem to have much more to give. Do you see? Does that make sense to you? I think that kind of stuff all the time. And if we were to make a list of all the things that we're doing, like, how many different things are you doing? Write them all out, right? How many balls do you have in the air that you're juggling? And I found myself recently, I'm juggling way too many balls. I don't even know how to juggle, and I'm juggling way too many balls. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's why I'm feeling this way. And I'm like, okay, but I don't like feeling overwhelmed. I don't like feeling spread too thin or that I'm half-assing. I don't like feeling so busy that I can't do the things that I love or the things that are really bringing me joy. And that's why I've recently been like, okay, let's stop. Let's take a step back. I want to do less. And I want to do less better, right? And I feel like this is a really common conversation that I've had with way too many people lately, right? When you're talking to people and they're just busy, and then they tell you all the things that they've got going on, and then someone else chimes in about all the things they have going on. And then it's just like, yep, we're all busy and we all have a lot of shit going on. And I don't know, maybe I'm finding myself in different conversations, but it's not a conversation that lights me up. It's a conversation that makes me feel like, oh man, I wish they could do more of what they loved, right? I love watching people step into their power, and I love cheering people on. I love watching people who share their journeys. I went to kindergarten with him, but I have a buddy who has recently, in the past year or so, like, stepped into running, and he's been really focusing on his health and running and losing weight and just being a better version of himself. And I'm like, yes, I'm cheering him on, right? I love that kind of stuff. I have another coworker who has been working on herself and just finding her power. And I'm like, oh yes, good for you. And I love these kinds of things. And I'm talking about health, but I have a friend who's made some recent career changes. And I'm like, yeah, like, I love that kind of stuff. When people like get dialed in and they're like stepping into their power, and they're doing something that lights them up, and they just have a different glow about them, right? So then when I'm having these conversations with people who are just feeling defeated or down or always fucking tired or like want to do the things, but they can't because they've got all these other things, I'm like, man, how could I sit down and unpack this with them? Because that's who I am and how I am. And not every time and place in conversation can I do that. But I'm always like, how can we help and make things better and make just to where you feel better, right? Not that I'm any kind of anything that can, I don't have certifications or anything. I just love my people hard, right? So I'm like, well, let's have a podcast episode, and then I can at least have this conversation with you. And so then my question to you would be, what are your priorities right now? What is your less? What does that look like for you? Could you narrow it down to like five things, right? And then Again, this kind of stuff doesn't happen overnight, but could you just slowly start making adjustments so that your decisions and then the things that you're saying yes to and the things that you're doing are all in alignment with those top five priorities? And could you focus on those things and do them better, right? You're doing less, but then you're able to do better. Does that make sense? And I'm just like, okay, I really think that we could normalize this. I really think this could be a thing. I think there's space for both. I think that you can work on yourself and go to work. And if you have kids, take them to things and still have a bit of a social life. Like, I still think you can and like eat better or drink the water or I don't know, like do the thing that lights you up. I think there is space for both. I think you can do all those things and be like content and happy and not feel like you're always busy, you're always stretched too thin. Like, I really think there's both. And what that looks like for you might be different than what that looks like for me and what that looks like for her sitting next to us, right? But I think that there's space for both. And so this popular curiosity lens that I always talk about, if we put that on and we're like, okay, so how could I do these things? And how could I just do them and not do the extra stuff? Like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Do you really want to sell the shit on Facebook Marketplace? Are you really making that much money? Or do you just not give energy to it and take it to Goodwill and be done with it? Or Mothers Helping Mothers or whatever charity, right? Like, do you really have capacity for that? I know something that I've said before is like, I can't hold space for that. I just recently said this to a coworker. I was at my max. I can't hold space for the parent problem you've got. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. I just couldn't hold space at that moment. A different time I could, but today I couldn't, right? And so I just said, hey, I can't hold space for that right now. I'm maxed out. And that's okay. And I'm doing less. Does that kind of make sense? I do have a couple bags of stuff that, yep, I would love to sell on Poshmark, but I'm doing less. And it's not worth the $15 that I'm going to make, right? And I still take my son to gymnastics, or if my husband takes my son to gymnastics, which he most of the time does, then I'm at home, you know, cooking dinner. I've got the toddler, whatever. But there's ways that you can make changes, ask for help, set a boundary, say no. There's ways to do less. And then that way you can focus on the less that you're doing and you can do it better. And you can not have to half-ass it or feel like you're half-assing it. Or you could be present while you're there or doing the thing, right? And so now, I understand there are some people who thrive off of being busy. There are people who thrive and like can't sit still. And we all operate differently. But man, the conversations I've had lately, I feel like the people I've been talking to, they're over busy. They're done feeling overwhelmed. They don't want to continue to keep up at this pace. It's just where they've found themselves. And so I'm like, okay, what if we just entertain the idea that we could do less? What does less look like for you? How could you do less? And you have to take inventory like we always have to do. You have to be mindful of like, okay, what all am I doing? Go through a couple weeks. Oh my gosh, why am I doing? I don't want to do this. I don't want to figure this out. Okay, I'm going to hire someone to do that. Let me take that off my plate. I don't want to keep up with this. Okay, so next time I won't sign up or whatever it looks like for you. But I definitely think that there is possible, like there's a possibility that you can do the things that you love and feel content and happy and do it well and do it better than being so spread thin and so overwhelmed and stressed out and your heart not being in all the places that you're at. Does that make sense? And so just entertain this idea with me. Think about what less looks like for you and how could you do less better? You're doing awesome, girl. I'm right here with you.
Thank
thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you found a takeaway that was helpful for you or something that resonated. I'd love to know if you liked my message. It would be awesome if you would DM me or share this episode and tag me at Katrina McMurtry. We're in this together. You're already doing it. You're making moves. I'm so grateful you're here. Keep being awesome.